Masechet Baba Batra, Perek Vav, Mishnah Het. Here we'll talk about a person who sells land to be used as a burial ground, but they didn't discuss how much land is going to be handed over and how the layout is going to be. So what do we assume that layout and the amount of land to be? Mishnah says, Hamochen makom lachavero la'asot lo kever. If somebody sells his friend a piece of land and the buyer is going to make a cemetery over there, somebody who accepts a contract to build a cemetery or burial ground for his friend, he has to make the inside of a burial cave in that burial ground 4 amot by 6 amot, which is the basically we'll call it the lobby, the opening for the cave, and within that cave he has to dig 8 different spots that you're going to put a coffin inside of. 8 different burial spots within that cave. Three on one side of the cave, 3 on the other side of the cave. And then on the opposite side of the entrance, 2 on the back wall opposite the entrance of the cave. Vikuchin, the burial recesses themselves where the coffin is put. Orkan 4 amot, veruman 7 ruhban 6. The length is 4 amot, the height has to be 7 tefahim, and the width has to be 6 tefahim. This was enough to fit a coffin in the times of the Mishnah. A second opinion about the size of the burial cave. Rabbi Shimon omer, oseh tocha shel me'ara 6 amot al shemona. According to Rabbi Shimon, the interior of the cave, that lobby, has to be 6 amot by 8 amot. Upoteach letocha shilosha asar kuchin, and there has to be 13 openings where a coffin could go into the walls of each cave. So not 8 like the Tanakhama said, but 13 according to Rabbi Shimon. Arba'a mikan v'arba'a mikan ushlosha kenegdan, has to be 4 on one side of the cave, 4 on the other side of the cave, and 3 on the back wall opposite the entrance to the cave. And 2 other spots for a coffin have to be put in the corners of the back wall, 1 on the right side of the back of the cave, and 1 on the left side of the cave. So you end up with a total of 13, according to Rabbi Shimon. Now we'll have a machloket about the layout of the burial ground. He has to make a courtyard that opens into the burial caves, because you had more than what we've been discussing so far is each cave. But there would be multiple caves that would be on each burial ground. So you have to make a courtyard. That opens into the each burial cave that sort of attaches them. Shesh al shesh. It has to be 6 by 6 amot. Kimlo hamita v'kovreha. It's enough room for the coffin and those who are burying it to stand. Upoteach letocha shetei me'arot. And he has to dig 2 burial caves that open into that courtyard. Ahat mikan ve'ahat mikan. One to one side of the courtyard and one to the other side of the courtyard. According to this Tana, basically, the whole layout of the burial ground that a person's selling or contracting, having contracted out to build, there's the central courtyard and then 2 burial caves on opposite sides of that courtyard. The other 2 sides of the courtyard, because it's a total of, let's picture it as a square. The 2 sides of the courtyard don't lead into anywhere. 2 lead into the burial caves. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Arba le'arba ruhoteha, says Rabbi Shimon, no. There have to be 4 burial caves connected to the courtyard. So when somebody's been contracted out to build a burial cemetery, he has to have 4 burial caves, according to Rabbi Shimon, not 2 that we mentioned in the Tanakhama. And all 4 sides of the courtyard have to have those different kuchin, the burial caves plus the kuchin, the different recesses that have a body. And Rabbi Shimon, again, is that same opinion, who had a lot more, 13 per cave. So according to Rabbi Shimon, it's 13 times 4 on every single cemetery that's being contracted to build. So that's a total of 52 on each cemetery, while the opinion of Tanakhama was each burial cave has a total of 8, and there has to be only 2. So he ends up with only 16 on each cemetery, a very big difference. The difference between Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon is the nervousness that people who are part of the burial party are going to leave the courtyard and they're going to walk over graves. According to Tanakama, he's worried that if we don't give them a clear opening from the courtyard to leave, they're going to step on graves and it's going to be a disgrace. According to the Bishimon, he's not nervous about people walking over graves, and therefore he says you could build graves in more directions. A final opinion, according to the size and number of burial caves, that it says is not always the same. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer, Hakol lefi ha-sela. According to Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, everything depends on the type of ground and the place where the burial ground is being made. The number of caves, the number of burial caves and the burial ground, and the number of recesses in each burial grave all depends on how hard the ground is. If the ground is very hard and rocky and it's very difficult to dig over there, then maybe two small burial caves, 4x6, would be enough. But if the soil is very soft and you could dig there, then maybe you would say that four large caves by 6x8 amot would be the right way.